So we are back. You know, just interviewed Tommy Stevens, quarterback from Mississippi State and Penn State, and draft pick of the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, man, that was dope. He could come through for us. You know, my homie pulled one through, pulled up on us. I appreciate him for that. You know, but you know, on the podcast, we do sports and anime, so do you know what time it is now?
Yeah, it's time for a little more anime.
Yes, sir.
On dog. Yeah, so today we will be discussing one of our personal favorite shows, Yu Yu Hakusho.
Top two, and it might not be two.
I don't know if I put it that high anymore personally, just because, you know, the way the show ended.
Right, but I don't know, man. You got to give his credit, because up until the end, everybody fucked with it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, bro, like, you know where I'm going to go with this. It has so much potential during the, Chapter Black saga.
Right, yeah. But, I mean, even when I, you know what I'm saying, did my own research, looked it up, the person we even created the show, he wasn't really too motivated towards the end, because when people were talking about how the show was going to end, like, why wouldn't he try to continue it? He basically just said, well, like, there will be another popular show to replace this, so it's really no point. So, you know what I'm saying? After hearing his answer to that, you know, I wasn't really too surprised by how it ended anymore. Because even you got shows that started around the same time, like One Piece and things like Dragon Ball Z. They all started around the same time, and they're still going. So, and they're both still pretty popular. So, well, when you look at it like that,
well, technically, Dragon Ball Z ain't still going. It's, you know, another spinoff.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah. One Piece is definitely still going on. That thing feel like it is never going to end.
It's a, last time I checked Crunchyroll, it was 1,195 episodes. And he still hasn't found the One Piece, so. But anyway, man, we're getting off topic a little bit. So what part of Yu Yu Hakusho would you say is your favorite?
Probably, obviously, the Dark Tournament saga, which may be the one perfect saga in any anime ever. Although Naruto is much more elite than Yu Yu Hakusho, that Dark Tournament saga, Lord, bro, it
Dark
was
Tournament
perfect.
Is definitely the best. I'll definitely agree with you on that one. I definitely like the Dark Tournament saga the best. Only because it's so much character development in a short amount of episodes, and it wasn't rushed.
Nope.
No. And it wasn't rushed. That's probably one of the best qualities I would pull from it. Especially when you look at how Hiei went from not being able to control the darkness flame dragon to messing his arm up to absorbing it and making it a part of him to totally control it. And then you have Kurama, who accidentally got turned into his
Yoko
Kurama. Yeah, to when he actually got turned into Yoko Kurama. And then even towards the end, with the help of that potion, obviously, but he even found a way to tap into that power that he hadn't turned into in, like, what, in the anime, the 14-year-old kid. So he hasn't touched that power in 14 years. So that would definitely be some things from that saga I pulled away. Even Kuwabara.
Yeah, Kuwabara get on my nerves, though.
But you know how I feel about Kuwabara.
Man, you love dude, you know, man. He get on my nerves. He's annoying, bro.
He's annoying, but
he the weakest of the group, too.
You could make the point, as I've told you plenty of times before, if he had got the same special treatment as Yusuke, he might have been better. His character had more potential.
How do you have more potential? Yusuke was a whole demon. With a much better heart.
I was just about to go into that, because Kuwabara was born with, you know what I'm saying, he could sense spirits, he could talk to spirits, and the spirits are all natural. Obviously, he somehow, like, at the end when they made Yusuke a demon, we both talked about that before, that was kind of dumb. But technically, Yusuke died, and then when he followed those rules, or he did what he had to do for them to return him to his body, they gave him spirit powers, because he couldn't do any of that before.
Yeah, but I mean, the reason they gave him those powers is because he was so pure of heart.
Right, yeah, no, I understand. He's pure of heart because obviously he sacrificed himself to save that kid, even though they told him, like, the car wasn't going to hit the kid anyway. But the fact that he still did it. So I understand you on that point, but Kuwabara was already born with it. So if you give him the training from the initial training from Botan, those experiences fighting against Hiei, Kurama, and even that third demon that they had in the beginning after he came back alive, became a spirit detective, those experiences, plus the training with Genkai, all that training, you can't tell me Kuwabara wouldn't have been just as good, if not better, than Yusuke, since he already had natural potential and power.
Yeah, it but the wasn't. Reason, but there was a reason that he wasn't chose. He wasn't near, like, Yusuke was beating the, okay, for him to have all these powers, Yusuke was still more naturally talented since he was beating the snot out the,
oh, well, yeah, yeah, I give him that, he had better hands, but you gotta look at it too. The only person that could beat up Kuwabara was Yusuke. Anybody else?
Kurama could have beat him senseless.
I'm not talking like special demon wise, like he ate Kurama. I'm not talking about that. Like just in general, like just like in the city they're from, because obviously they've been fighting each other since they was kids. You know what I mean? And so like obviously Yusuke been beating up since they was kids. But I'm saying that no one else in the city could beat Kuwabara. And then even, I know you're saying like Kurama and Hiei and all the other ones would beat him, but Yusuke would be like Kurama and Hiei, allegedly, you know, everybody, all of them got super strong. We don't know where they're at now. Yeah. But you could argue that's just the byproduct of all the special attention and training he got.
Yeah. Well, in the end, eventually, yeah. But Kuwabara also had his chance to train with Genkai. He did.
He didn't train with Genkai how Yusuke. Because obviously, like, when they, because the dude messed Yusuke, like, when you go back to the arc where they initially bring Genkai into it, like, they're trying to make sure that either Yusuke or Kuwabara becomes her pupil just so the evil demon doesn't, like, get her power. And so, obviously, the opponent Kuwabara faced messed him up. And Yusuke won off dumb luck. Because remember when he fell in like a swamp puddle and his ears was clogged so he couldn't hear the enchantment. And so it worked backwards for the demon. But he purely won off dumb luck. So we can't really look at it like Kuwabara had his chance and Yusuke just took it. You know what I'm saying? He just got some dumb luck.
Yeah, but what great champion doesn't have luck at all? You feel me?
I mean, yeah. There's always some plot armor in there for the main character.
Yeah.
Plot armor is undefeated.
I don't know. My favorite character in the whole series by far is Kurama. I loved how he developed and how we got to, you know, like the one thing they did good during Chapter Black Saga was continue developing him because they ceased development on Yusuke except for, you know, the stupid twist. You knew they was trying to get the show over with when they made this dude a demon, bro. You knew
right.
it. But with Kurama, I really enjoyed the character development that went on with him in the last two sagas because Chapter Black, he continued to develop. We saw him finally get angry when he got angry at Elder Toguro. And then we also saw in the Three Kings saga, his whole past finally explained. Hiei too, but it was still, Hiei's was so rushed. They say he was an S-class demon before he had the Jigan Eye implanted.
See, the thing, like, they said that in the Chapter Black saga, but when you go back to around the Dark Tournament, like, at some point, Koenma even said, like, I'm glad Hiei's on our side. When he first did the stuff with Kurama and that random third demon they just threw in the group, technically it was like a D or C class demon. And then, like, with his hard work, training, and his own prowess, he got up to that S class. But I definitely remember Koenma making the comment that he wasn't that strong before. But then you have the Chapter Black saga when they say he was an S class before the Jigan Eye. But I'm like, bro, like, it's not even consistent.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But he didn't have, but when they first met, no, yeah, but as long as we have seen Hiei, he always had his,
he always had the Jigan Eye, yeah.
So I can understand both parts of that, because I don't think Koenma met him before the Jigan Eye, so.
No, he didn't, not necessarily, you know, like, how Koenma and his father, like, run the underworld, so he might have not met PA, but he had an idea of PA, who PA was. That's why he made the comment during the Dark Tournament that he was like the D-class, C-class demon. But like during the Dark Tournament, I think that's when he said he like around the A-class now.
No. Dark Tournament, he was still... Dark Tournament, I think he said he was upper, either lower B or upper C.
Yeah, somewhere. No, I think upper B, because I definitely remember him trying to like, damn, like, he got like, he wasn't like this before. Like, I'm glad he's on our side now. Like, imagine if he would have still tried to been evil. Like, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. But so that's why like, some stuff just isn't.
Because he didn't really reach, no, I don't think so, because since we told EA that he finally reached A class after after he killed Yusuke.
See, but that's why the chapter Black Saga is so off.
Man, we gonna have to really break that one down today, because, man, listen. Why did Sensui kill? How did Yusuke done got beat to a pulp by all types of demons and otherworldly creatures, but a bullet kills him?
Yeah.
Make it make sense. And how did nobody notice Sensui had a gun? How did nobody notice that?
I don't know how he got by with that, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, a gun undefeated, bro. All that spiritual power, all that stuff is cool, but you still flesh and blood.
Okay. Well, in that same vein, how has nobody ever heard of spiritual energy, what nature energy? What was that he was using? You know what I'm talking about.
Shisui?
Yeah. Like.
Sensui, I mean.
Yeah, like.
Naruto. I honestly, I think it was like nature something and spiritual pressure.
Yeah, like, how nobody ever, how is that stronger than they said some S-class? Man, listen.
This alien's kind of off. Remember, like, we even go back to the Dark Tournament saga when Toguro's wish was, I want to be a demon of the highest class, but we find out it's higher classes.
Yeah, bro, that literally, why did they introduce classes? By introducing classes of power, they ultimately ruined the show. Because power scaling became way out of hand, because you're right, he did say he wants to be a demon of the highest class. That would have meant S-class.
That would have made him an S-class demon. Or is it SS? Remember this?
S plus. Like, I think it was S plus.
It's like there's like SS, and there's even demons that are stronger than that. They just haven't ran into him. So like, I don't know why that. He should have been S class minimal.
Yeah, and then that was the other thing too. His entire existence was to find somebody who could defeat him and worthy him going 100%.
But remember the reason why he partnered up with the guy who was winning all, like, cause remember they were making bets, and the guy with the scar that was always winning was because Toguro said he couldn't find anybody in like the human world, and he couldn't travel to the demon world. Like, he wanted to go to the demon world, and the guy he partnered with, he wanted to make like a bridge to the demon world. So that's the only reason why Toguro was working with him, just because their goals kind of align. Because he was like, the only other place for me to go to find somebody is the demon world, but he couldn't gain access to it.
No, but he'd already been to the demon world, because he went with Genkai way before he met dude. Cause that's how he got his powers.
No, they just after they won the Dark Tournament. I think when they won the Dark Tournament and they went like to the demon world to get their wishes granted. I think that just because like they were escorted there type stuff, but he couldn't get there on his own. I remember him saying of something along the lines of, like, I've been trying to find somebody to make me go 100%, but, like, I can't find any worthy opponent in the human world, so that's, like, reason why he partnered with the guy again, because the guy with the scar over his eye, his goal was just to open a portal to the demon world.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's just, I was saying, like, his initial, he got down there, he got down there without him first, without what's the dude's name? Because he was part of the Black Club, wasn't he?
Yeah. With all those rich, all those billionaires.
Those are the ones who made Sensui crazy, ain't it? He stumbled across them killing them demons like out of a...
See, I don't necessarily think of that specific group of people, because remember, he said he walked in, like, he was on, like, a spare detective mission, and he walked in the room, and even though his mission was to stop demons, he saw humans torturing demons like for no reason. like drinking their blood, like doing all types of stuff. So that's why.
But yeah, that was part of the Black Club. That was the Black Club.
Oh, I must have forgot that point.
Because the same dude, the same dude who's with Tagoro, who's running Tagoro's thing, he was there too. That was like his idea, his brainchild.
Yeah, so that's why. That's when I think his mind kind of fractured, and he got all those split personalities.
Yeah, I don't know. They messed that boy up. Had that boy. I don't understand how he convinced these psychics. How did he find the psychics, one? And how did he convince them that they needed to eradicate the world of the human race? Because that tape, the Chapter Black tape, didn't even look bad. That looked like everything we already knew about history.
I don't know. Maybe they... See, yeah, that's one thing I didn't get. Like, I can understand, like, obviously his mission is to stop demons. But at the same time, I like how it was good people and bad people. He looked at it like, well, it's good demons and bad demons. Like, y'all are torturing him for no reason. That, on top of him seeing the Chapter Black tape, that definitely was drove him. Obviously, it fractured him into hella split personalities, and he was ready to, like, destroy everything. But that I think that's what drove him to do that.
Yeah, that boy was not the same after that. But back to the Dark Saga, bro. It was just perfect, and then nobody knew that it was Genkai the whole time. But here, my whole
thing—that was the stupidest thing ever.
Yeah, I didn't understand that, because how did y'all not? She was wearing the same clothes Genkai always wears.
Right, the same outfit. It just—I can remember her spirit wave orb. Every time she used it, it would return her body at the point where it was strongest. And so, like every time she was in a fight, using the power from it, it made her look young. I still don't understand. Even Yusuke was. That was probably the weirdest problem. How do y'all not know this is Genkai?
Yeah, bro, like, she literally looks like Genkai younger. Same pink hair, literally. Same outfit.
This pinker hair and less wrinkles.
Yeah, bro, like, that kind of bothered me. But I enjoyed it because she was the secret member. But here's my whole thing. Team Yusuke was literally always a man short in every fight, according to the rules. As was Team Tagoro.
I don't know. I think it just, like, I think, cause you know, like, Team Tagoro, but, like, remember at one point they killed everybody that was part of the committee, and so, like,
but that was before the last round.
Oh, that's right. I think they just manipulated the fights, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Remember the dude tried to manipulate one fight and was trying to bet, and he ended up losing. But, like, obviously the tournament committee let a lot of stuff pass.
Yeah, unless it was Yusuke team, they was hoeing them.
Unless it was Yusuke team, it was over for them.
I really enjoyed it though, because like, I enjoyed the build up between every fight for Team Yusuke, because it was like, everybody came by talking trash to him. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Not because they had a bad rep. Like Yusuke had a reputation for beating up demons. You know what I'm saying? Turning them in, doing all that stuff, and Kurama and Hiei were all looked at as traitors because they was helping them. Cool Bar, people didn't really care about Cool Bar too much, to be honest.
That boy had no clout.
They're like, they didn't even know who he was. Yusuke had the name in the demon world, like, they was kind of afraid of him. And then Kurama and Hiei just got a bad reputation because, like, obviously they sided with Yusuke on most matters and helped him out instead of, like, the evil demon. So, after that came in.
That was hilarious, actually. That boy had zero clout.
He had zero clout because he was like, I don't know. Cause obviously he had obviously he did a couple of good things. What was the first mission back all together? It was the Spirit Beast arc.
I thought it was the Stolen arc. That's the arc where he helped Kurama, Yusuke.
No. That's when Yusuke helps Kurama with the artifact, and he gets the artifact back. But after that is when they first all team up together.
Oh, that's the one where it's the one about Yukina's tears, ain't it?
No. That's right before the Dark Tournament. But in between that is the Spirit Beast arc. Because remember, they were sending them bugs to the human world, and they was turning people into, like, zombies. And he had them all chasing after Keiko, like, his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Bro.
He had a decent showing in that.
They used to drive me too, man. What was they just should have declared him and Keiko together or something, bro. Like, that was annoying.
I think at the end it's kinda Well, it's certain parts that obviously, like, leads you to believe that, but I guess you're right. There's never really, like, an official thing.
Yeah, I think they do declare it at the end because he's like, I'm going to come back for you, you know, from Demon World.
Right. Cause he, like, yeah, because at the end, like, when Genkai's, like, signing over all her, because obviously, like, she's not dead yet, you know what I'm saying? But she signs over all her assets to, like, the team, like, her property, all that shit. Like, they get all that. And, like, I think that's the last episode right before it ends. Like, they're waiting for Yusuke to come back from the Demon World.
And you know what made me mad, bro? The fact that none of the three kings won the tournament. It was Ryzen's old buddy.
Yeah, the only reason why he won was because he like the dude he was fighting against. I'm not sure. I think it was Mukuro.
Yeah, it was Mukuro.
It was Mukuro, yeah. He like he exhausted all his power to fight Yomi, I think, in the round before.
Yes and no. Mukuro,
Because when Yusuke wakes up, they ask, like, he's like, who won? And it's that regular dude. And they was like, he won because Makuro passed out. Like, she exhausted herself in the round before.
And she couldn't power up how she used to because of Hiei. Hiei broke her chains, and she used to get her strength from, you know, looking at her chains, remember how she had been enslaved.
Right.
So, yeah, because Yomi almost died fighting Yusuke. He barely won that one.
Yep.
So, yeah, that was, that pissed me off, bro. Some rando won the thing. And then Kuwabara going to college, like, nigga, you'll never be regular again. Stop faking it, nigga. And then what happens with Kurama? You know how much he loved his mom and his family.
Right. That's when he makes the decision. Like, he wasn't, because at that point, he had the ability to turn back into Yoko Kurama. Mm-hmm. But at that point, like, towards the end, he made the decision, like, you know, I'm just going to stay Kurama. You know, because he was not playing both sides, but I guess he had to have like an eternal battle. Like, do you want to be Yoko or Kurama? So,
yeah, he enjoyed being a human. And, like, bro, see, okay, we've dug into the Dark Tournament somewhat. We haven't really expanded on it. We can go, like, we don't got to talk about the first sagas or the last one because we know about those. We can dig into these, the main two, Chapter Black and Dark. But, like, one thing I loved about Chapter Black, in my opinion, started off like great, bro. Like,
right.
With Yusuke and them being kidnapped by these random sidekicks. Now, I know a lot of folks didn't like the little word games in the house, the mansion or whatever, but I really enjoyed that. Like, I thought that was fire. Bad.
Because obviously the only person that could, win that was,
Kurama?
Was, Kurama, yeah, my bad. I don't know why I'm stuck.
Yeah, and then, of course, one of them was his classmate and everything. Like, I really... Chapter Black could have been better, but I enjoyed it. It's just the pacing got so bad towards the end. Like, you could feel the rushing. And I didn't know... there was no need to rush.
Yeah, I'm not sure why they rushed it. Or, to be honest, I'm not sure why they even decided to kind of just get it over with, in a sense. Because, like I said, anime, like, obviously, like, the animes today that are still going on, like... Dragon Ball Z find new powers for Goku every 2 or 3 years.
Boy, you know they're going to power him up some way.
And he like 45.
And he done died multiple times.
He don't die no more, though. They stopped doing that.
Yeah, because now he got the power plenty of time.
Bro, there's plenty of time. They could have just let him go.
They say after Cell Saga, Gohan was actually supposed to become the next, you know what I'm saying, star of the show.
Yeah.
Goku's going to stay dead, but they say he was too popular. They had to bring him back.
I feel that. But we don't got to get into Dragon Ball Z because that's a whole other argument about power scaling and all this other stuff.
Boy, I don't even know. They find a way to power...
You know how I feel about that.
Yeah, same here, bro. They find a way to power niggas. Like, bro, it don't matter how strong the protagonists get, they gonna find a way to make an enemy who is stronger to increase the power. It's stupid. You're right. Let's not even get into that. But, like, yeah. When the Dark Tournament Saga ended, you know what I'm saying? Dude talked about his plan to build the tunnel or whatever and then blew up everything. I was like, okay. So what's next? It starts off with them trying to live their lives regularly again. I'm like, okay. And then these random... psychics capture everybody, so then they have to go through all these traps at the crib.
Because Yusuke got too full of himself from winning the Dark Tournament. He was like, nah, I got it. I can handle these three. Turns out he could not.
That's why stupid ass got caught up.
Mm-hmm. He got too full of himself winning that tournament.
Pride go before a fall. That's what they say. I love the way it started, and then like the whole hospital part with the doctor. I thought that was great, bro. They got a little sloppy with the art. I was saying, that whole the whole hospital scene, like all them episodes were great.
Oh yeah. Cause wasn't that when they was trying to abduct Kuwabara?
Yeah, no, they hadn't. They didn't know Kuwabara was the one yet.
Right. Okay.
Which I still don't understand. How did Sensui know he was the one? Because Kuwabara lost his powers. He lost his powers before they even heard of Sensui.
I think because he knew about the sword, and somehow he just knew. I honestly don't have the exact answer for you, so this is kind of just what I'm getting from watching it. So anybody listening, don't take what I say at law, because it's not. But I'm assuming he heard about the sword and just knew, like, with the push or, like, the training or however they got Kuwabara to do it, it could transform into a sword that could cut through barriers and stuff. Not sure how he knew. I'm just giving a hunch. Maybe, obviously, at some point, since we gave up being spirit detective, and kind of like how Sasuke not gave up being a shinobi, but, you know what I'm saying, he don't live in the Leaf Village anymore. He's in the part of the underworld, so, you know what I'm saying, he has more insight on certain things from being a part of the underworld. So I guess that could kind of apply to Sensui.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
That's the only thing I can, that's literally the only thing I can think of.
Oh, yeah, and he might have had the insight of Elder Toguro, too. He might have had his insight on that. Because I was thinking about that. A lot of his plan, I feel like Elder Toguro helped him, like, figure out. I don't think he knew how he wanted to do everything.
Good point. I think about it like that. Maybe he was the brains.
Yeah. It just... And, you know, I don't know, man. I didn't like the way they shaped Sensui up, man. Like, at first I understood his... They should have made it a more gory, like, Chapter Black video or something, bro. Because he kept talking about, I felt the hands of the universe tugging at my sleeves. It was time to put humans on trial, and I would be there, you know, whatever, and the defense finally had its, I didn't get it, man. I did not get it. Like, I don't know, and then, like, the video he showed was showing war. Dude, war has been going on since humans have existed.
See, that's the thing I'm not understanding. Like, maybe, you know, like, in some societies where it's like, certain parts of history, they kind of want people to forget. Like, because obviously, winners write history. You know what I'm saying? History books are written by the winners.
Yeah.
So maybe it's something to that effect, to where he wasn't exposed to none of that in the chapter, in the black tape.
Yeah. Well, oh, yeah. Well, it does take place in Japan, so they probably don't hear about the American stuff or the German Nazi stuff. Yeah.
So that's certain things they probably don't know about. Or even certain stuff about Japan, obviously, like, certain stuff about their history, they're not, like, the bad parts, they're not going to really want that known. Obviously, you can't get rid of it, but you don't have to promote it necessarily, like, teach it. You know what I'm saying? It's like how today, we barely talk about slavery in a huge enough, you know what I'm saying, avenue. Like, college, high school, middle school, obviously, slavery is touched upon, but that's like a scar on our country's face, and it's something they'd rather cover up, or like, we'll tell you guys about it a little bit, but we won't go into the horrendous detail about it.
Right. And how to fit. Yeah, so, okay, I feel you.
So that's the only way I can see how a tape had that such impact on him from, like, a mental standpoint. Because once again, after he experienced those demons being tortured, plus seeing the tape, it kind of fractured his mind. Didn't he have, like, six personalities?
Yeah, seven? He had, like, two girls and, like, four boys.
Yeah, buddy was all messed up over that too.
And then, like, why they gonna have Hiei? They developed Hiei into this soft character where he didn't even watch it. He destroyed the tape. Like, at least watch it.
Yeah, because I remember him saying, like, he wanted to get the black tape. Like, he wanted it. Like, he remember hearing about it, and he went out looking for it back in the day, but he couldn't find it. And then he went from wanting it. Well, I guess from the beginning, this character developed him and took him down a different road. So, can't really complain about that too much.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know, man. That's a big scar on Chapter Black. He's so weirdly underdeveloped and stuff. Like, Nothing makes sense with him, man.
The only thing that really developed with him was his past as a spirit detective, and then what turned him away from it, and then his ideology, which didn't really make any sense, but his ideology that made him decide, I'm going to cut the barrier between the human world and the demon world, and I don't know where he thought his next mission would go after that. But
that's what I was going to say. Like, if he did that and let all these powerful demons in the world, well, how was he supposed to survive?
Because he even said that the barrier keeps, like, even all the demons that have gotten through, they're not even strong. Like, the barrier keeps the strong one back. So that's the crazy thing about it. Like, there's been some powerful demons that Yusuke and the team have struggled with, and that's not even touching the potential of some demons. They don't even know about some of the SSS class demons. Most, some of them are just rumors, like, no one experienced them type stuff. So just knowing that and him wanting to tear the barrier down.
Yeah, I enjoyed the saga overall. It's just, why did they take their time with the doctor? But after that, they sped up everybody. Sniper had all of like an episode dedicated to himself where he got killed. Water Seaman had like half an episode. You feel me? Gourmet wasn't ever featured. He was just, you know what I'm saying, sort of in the background for 3 or 4 episodes. You know what I'm saying? The kid had like 2 episodes. The gamer, like, I just didn't get it, bro. Game Master, I think, was his name.
Right. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, like they gave Doctor like a 5 or 6 episode spread to really develop his powers, how he was operating, the damage he was trying to cause, and then they just like pressed fast forward after that, and I was just like, why?
Talking about why? I don't know, man. Some stuff is just, I feel like there's kind of try to get some stuff in, realize they didn't have time for other stuff.
Man,
and the crazy thing is, all they have is time. Because this was a popular show, so if they wanted to do another 30 episodes, they could have got another 30 episodes.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, something that bothered me with it, too, was when we got into chapter Black Saga, no, when we got towards the end of Dark Tournament Saga, actually, that art style got kind of ugly, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
I hate when they do that, because, like, yeah, because I hate when
they started drawing things a little different.
Yeah, like, they did, like, it's the same drawing style you see in Naruto when it's Naruto versus Sasuke the first time during the Sasuke recovery arc.
Okay, yeah. And they're trying to,
Yeah, bro, like, it's so ugly, and I'm like, why did y'all change to this? Because they start showing the change when it's Yusuke, and I'm not Yusuke, when it's Hiei versus Bui. Which was actually a fire match. Because, you know, Hiei be ultimately confident the whole time, and Bui was, like, confident in his own abilities, too. They was really evenly matched. And then, like, he turned the spirit, the darkness flame against him, and I thought that was it. And then my nigga came back on him.
He absorbed it. That's why I don't know why he is probably, like, obviously Yusuke, but he is definitely 1B to my favorite characters.
He was the most popular character on the show, like, by a wide margin.
Because he's, I think it's probably that darkness flame, to be honest.
Yeah, that could be it. Hiei, you know, like, dude, that's something that was just so great about the Dark Tournament, too, is that the fact that Yusuke and them really had to earn every dub because they tried to steal it from him every match.
Right.
Like, who's that who Kurama beat, but they said he didn't beat? Or Yusuke? They disqualified Yusuke for something stupid, didn't they?
No, it was Kurama. He was fighting, I got it right, he was fighting Karasu, and it was kind of like, it was really when the committee was starting, like, to fuck him over, but basically, he was on the ground for 10 seconds before his plant could eat Karasu all the way, so obviously, he got up, but in 10 seconds, that literally just passed by. Like, he got up, and it was probably, like, 10 and a half seconds. Because the Toguro team, well, Team Toguro, they were, like, smiling about, like, they wasn't tripping. And then, like, Yusuke and them were like, why are they so happy about a loss? And then somebody made the comment, are you sure it's a loss? Even when he was helping Kurama up, problem was like, I'm sorry, Yusuke, lose Yusuke. Like, what are you talking about? You won, but technically, going by the rules, he was on the ground for longer than 10 seconds.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So that's why they lost laws, but won, you know what I'm saying?
And then you had Yusuke doing his final training when they, no, you had the Yusuke Death Knife match. That was fire.
You had, oh, yeah, when they just said we was going to go knuckle. If whoever falls back loses, yeah, I remember that one.
He headbutted that nigga. Then you had versus Dr. Ichigo or whatever, his little crew with the who was controlled. Kill.
Oh, when he like put them devices on those strong people from that temple and kind of like was controlling them, like cut their emotions out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
So there's that one. That was pretty straight, I guess, showing how much Kuwabara, how soft he was, because he wouldn't do them when he had the opportunity, because they were humans and they're under control. You know.
Yeah.
You can hear it, bro. It's when you know the voice actors, it kind of sucks because I can hear Vegeta and him every time he talks.
Yeah, who?
Kuwabara. That's the same voice actor. He does Vegeta's too.
Vegeta and Piccolo.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, literally, if you go look up, like, a video right now and listen to Kuwabara talk, you're going to hear the Vegeta and Piccolo in them easy.
I never really thought of it like that.
That's why I don't like knowing the voice actors for a lot of the, manga. I mean, anime that gets dubbed. Just like, if you ever get into, if you ever get into JoJo's. The second arc in there, Phantom Blood. Or whatever.
Right.
JoJo, that JoJo in that arc, his voice actor in the dub is the same voice actor who does Number One from a Kids Next Door.
You know all the voice actors.
You've seen
But overall, man, Yu Yu Hakusho is definitely worst case, even if you factor in the Chapter Black and, you know, some poor character developments, the Three Kings arc. You could definitely put it in the top five.
Yeah.
We will reveal in the episode to come, maybe three, maybe four, not sure, but we will definitely name our top five animes personally. Like I said, don't take anything we say as law because it's not. But.
And there's a lot we haven't seen.
I believe we both have a respectable level of anime knowledge to give a good top five list, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Shoot, man. You know, and that's the other thing I loved about Yusuke too was his main go-to was always going to be that the spear gun.
Mm-hmm.
I had special love for that, bro. And then when Genkai died, you know what I'm saying? Now he had her power. He released that cannon. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, when he released that cannon, and then when he thought Kuwabara actually died.
Oh yeah, but that was crazy because Tagoro really won that match because he caught it and you know what I'm saying and exploded.
I ain't really like how he died off that, but you know whatever. Because he didn't even really take a blow from it. Well, it took everything he had, like literally took all his power to stop it. So I guess I understand it.
Yeah, and then, like, it's weird, too, because in the dub, he says he wanted to go 100%, but in the sub, he said he went 110%.
Yeah, he went past 100%. He said, I lied. I can go past 100%. I think he even went to, like, was it 110 or 120?
You're right. It's 120, I think.
Yeah, I think he even went to 120 with it.
That could have been a little more imaginative of how he showed his power, because all they did was make him get bigger and bigger, like shoulder.
Bro, he got bigger and bigger and turned into a buff gray alien.
Yeah, bro. Like, but I did enjoy how fast he was moving and how he was sleeping Yusuke like off one hit.
And he probably was like, and he was, bro. He got taller too. Like at the end, he was well over 7 feet tall.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, bro, I was just like, man, y'all being a little bit lazy right here, man. I understand y'all focused on the fighting sequences, but y'all could make him look a little more different. Now he just is, they had him so powerful, he was killing the demons around him without trying.
Oh, yeah. He was so strong that weak spirits were dying and stuff.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the fight. I actually enjoyed the fight they had with that group right before Team Toguro too, a whole lot.
What fight was that?
That's where they had to face that Yanji, that fake old man, and then Hiei, his arm was still messed up, so he channeled the darkness flame into the sword hilt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right, yeah.
Like, that was a really great fight between them two. Who's the other match? Actually, that's the match before they got to the match before Toguro. Because after that they fought them those shinobi, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That was the last one before they faced Toguro, because that was where Hiei was they imprisoned Hiei in the masked fighter. Or maybe I got those.
But that really it really worked backwards, because it healed them and gave them their powers back.
Yeah, and Hiei got stronger.
Because Hiei's arm wasn't gonna heal at all. Like, that really backfired on them.
Yeah.
How you want to wrap things up today?
Let me get my music going. You know, we appreciate y'all tagging in, tapping in with us every week. Y'all know how we do. We appreciate y'all. I appreciate my boy Vontae. You know what I'm saying? This is officially our second episode. We're going to chop up our interview we had. And we're going to make sure. This is two, I think. Yeah, it is two. So we're going to chop up the interview with Tommy. We're going to get that out to y'all. I'm about to send him the audio of this, because we changed how we're recording it, so it's much more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate y'all tapping in. Like, we're going to continue trying to improve on this craft and the quality and everything, y'all. We're going to get it on the Apple soon and everything, too. It's just a process.
Soon we find out to get it on Apple Podcasts, y'all go and get it. Right now, we still got a vibe with the SoundCloud, so, you know, just stick with it, click the link, play it, leave a couple comments. Whatever your favorite anime, you can leave that. But, you know, we do sports, too, so you want to leave who you think the GOAT of all time in basketball is, who's your favorite NFL player. We might even talk about baseball and hockey, too. So, you know, just vibe with us, you know what I'm saying? Stick with us. Like Nico said, we're going to try to get better every week. And a special shout out to my boy Tommy again for doing this favor for us. I know he's a little busy transitioning to the NFL right now, so for him to take that time for us, you know, we really appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. You know what I'm saying? Anybody who want to tap in and interview, you know, get on the show or something like that, hit us up. We'll see what we can do for you.
All right, man. Appreciate y'all for listening.
Yeah, we up.